Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. The Public Service Association is fighting back against Chris Luxon's claim of a bloated bureaucracy. The National Party leader has lined up cuts in the number of public servants and consultancies as a way to fund election policies like an early childhood tax credit. PSA National Secretary Dwayne Leo says it's insulting to the many public servants who are in the front line of the Cyclone Gabrielle response. He says rather than make crowd-pleasing attacks, Mr. Luxon needs to say what services he will cut.
Are those cuts going to come in community probation? Are they going to be prison officers? These public servants keep our prisons secure and our communities safe. Are these cuts going to come from our public servants working with farmers to rid them of animal diseases and protecting our primary industry? Is it customs and biosecurity, scientists helping us prepare for future pandemics, Ministry of Social Development supporting vulnerable New Zealanders? We just don't know.
Dwayne Leo says claims of bloat don't stack up when New Zealand's public services compared with its counterparts in Australia and the United Kingdom. Whakatohia Pre-Settlement Claims Trust Chair Graham Restra expects the signing of the tribe's historic treaty to be a bittersweet day. The signing and formal apology for the confiscation of Whakatohia land and war waged on its people will take place in Opotiki on May the 27th, 183 years to the day Te Whakatohia Rangatira signed the Treaty of Waitangi there. The $100 million settlement includes 5,000 hectares of marine space and 6,000 hectares of land. Graham Restra says the claim's been a 30-year marathon which divided the iwi.
So it will be a big relief for many people, but in that we will be remembering all of those people who have passed, those people that spent so much of their life trying to work towards a settlement for Whakatohia.
Graham Restra, he says Te Whakatohia must work harder than ever for unity. And the South Auckland Trust working with young people in care is piloting a kaupapa Māori housing service for homeless youth. Mā Te Huruhuru Chief Executive Mahira Maihi says Te Pāpiringa will open on March the 20th with capacity to serve 16 young people between the ages of 17 and 21. She says there'll be Tai Tamariki who may currently be rough sleeping in emergency accommodation, couch surfing or in an unsafe living situation. Te Pāpiringa will have communal spaces and on-site kaimahi connecting Tai Tamariki to culturally responsive support services. They'll be able to stay for up to 12 months with a clear focus on the transition to independence. Ms. Maihi says homelessness is a human rights crisis and Tai Tamariki Māori are disproportionately represented. And Te Hoa Mā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.